From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Crews working to contain the massive oil leak from a blown-out BP well in the Gulf of Mexico say a saw that became jammed while trying to cut through a pipe has now been freed. That would allow crews to resume with their plan to place a containment device over the pipe. However, patience on the part of Gulf Coast states is wearing thin. In Louisiana, Governor Bobby Jindal says federal officials have approved plans to build 5 more containment berms to protect the coastline, but says time is of the essence.
Sign the contracts today to move the dredgers or write us the check and move out of the way so we can get it done. The important thing is we cannot let another day, another minute, another hour go by as more oil gets into our wetlands.
In Florida, they are also preparing for a possible onslaught of oil. Florida Governor Charlie Crist says some oil was spotted just 7 miles from Pensacola Beach, with expectations oil could begin coming ashore there soon. President Obama says the U.S. economy is moving in the right direction. At the same time, he warns millions of Americans still need help in finding work and paying their bills. We get details from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Speaking at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, President Obama offered both a snapshot of where the economy is today and a roadmap of where he wants it to go in the future. He noted that employers have been adding jobs in 5 of the last 6 months, with another favorable employment report expected Friday. But he said it's too soon to halt the government's economic rescue efforts, such as extended unemployment benefits and aid to cities and states.
The economy is still fragile, so we can't put on the brakes too quickly. We have to do what it takes to ensure a strong recovery.
Some lawmakers have grown wary of further government efforts to boost the economy. They cite concerns about the growing federal deficit. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
U.S. auto sales rose in May despite uncertainty about the economic recovery, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Chrysler is widely viewed as the weakest of the Detroit car companies. But last month, it saw a bigger percentage increase in sales than its crosstown rivals. Chrysler sales were up 33% from May a year ago. Driving some of those sales were continued incentives, including 0% financing for 60-month loans. At Ford, sales were up 22%. Ford also said it would stop building vehicles under the Mercury brand, which has been around for more than 7 decades. The decision to kill Mercury is the latest consolidation in a crowded marketplace. In the last year, General Motors decided to get rid of Saab, Saturn, Hummer, and Pontiac. But even with the loss of half its brands, GM posted a 17% sales increase last month. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Pending home sales rose in April. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index was up 6%. The strong homes numbers played well on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 225 points today. The Nasdaq was up 58 points. You're listening to NPR. The former chairman of the Florida GOP is under arrest for allegedly defrauding the party he once led. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Judith Smeltzer reports Jim Greer is charged with stealing more than $100,000.
Greer allegedly set up what prosecutors are calling a shell company named Victory Strategies to skim money off the top of big donations to the RPOF, the Republican Party of Florida. Statewide prosecutor William Shepard says Greer hid his ownership interest in the company, which paid him more than $125,000 last year.
This money was taken from the RPOF, laundered through Victory Strategies LLC, and then used by Mr. Greer to support his own personal lifestyle.
The former GOP chief has been indicted on 6 felony charges, including fraud, money laundering, and grand theft. Greer resigned as state Republican chairman earlier this year amid other accusations of inappropriate spending. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett was on Capitol Hill today, appearing before a committee looking into the events leading up to the economic crisis. At a hearing of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, Buffett agreed credit raters failed to foresee the scope of the housing crisis, but said that they were hardly alone.
Freddie Mac believed it, Fannie Mae believed it, Congress believed it, the media believed it, I believed it.
Buffett said any financial reforms, rather than targeting ratings agencies, should punish financial firms that had too much leverage and chief executives and boards that were forced to resort to taxpayer-funded bailouts after getting into trouble. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. The price of crude was up 28 cents a barrel to end the session at $72.82 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.